He knew that this formless chaos, visible only by the glow that limned its edges from fire mists far beyond, was the still unused stuff of creation, the raw material of evolutions yet to be. Here, time had not begun. Not until the suns that now burned were long since dead would light and life reshape this void. Unwittingly, he had crossed it once. Now he must cross it again, this time of his own volition. The thought filled him with a sudden, freezing terror, so that for a moment he was wholly disoriented, and his new vision of the universe trembled and threatened to shatter into a thousand fragments.